Hi guys, top of the morning to you, or noon, or night time, wherever you are around the world. Few updates on my side, which is mostly stuff you haven't heard. It won't be long, I promise. Give me a second, because I would like get the link of this broadcast and share it, although I'm blocked on Facebook, I'm blocked from sharing links on Facebook. Still, I can, give me a second, I'm on my own, working with one screen, so it takes some time. All right, here we go. So, basically, a couple of things I want you to know. The first thing, which is the name of this broadcast, is 60 gigahertz in schools, it's a killer. What does that mean? Right. So basically, while they are deploying smart city equipment, and they are not calling it 5G or fifth generation, what falls in between the chairs is Y-Gig, 60 gigahertz, which they are putting up right now while we speak, and in the last few weeks, and even more so, even before. Now, what I want to share with you is something I discovered from Joe Imbriano, but I know it came from a researcher called Lina Poo, which I interviewed a few months ago. Lina discovered something which Joe then published, and then few others used this information. And I want you to see something. All right, so give me a second. Where is it? Here. And here, right. So I'm going to share it with you. Before, I'm going to tell you that what happened in 2016, it was in November 2016, so it's roughly 3.5 years ago, about. Probably they run a test of 60 gigahertz transmitters. And this happened in Arlington Nichols Junior High School, all right? What happened is all the school, all the teachers and students, they got sick. Nobody knew what from. Obviously, the reason or the fact that they probably run this test is hidden till today. But I want to show you a few of the things that happened. So bear with me. These are a few bits I found. See, I ran a search. The mystery illness, Nichols Junior High, Texas, all right? So you see a lot of results here. I can tell you there's, it doesn't say for some reason how many results. Anyway, it shows a lot of results. Arlington ISD searching for cause of illness at Nichols High School. Suit expected to be filed over mystery illness. Parents, teachers demand answers as Arlington. Mystery illness linked to two deaths. Doctor Stump. Nobody knew what it's from. Now let's listen. You see, suit expected to be filed over mystery illness at Arlington Junior High School. So let's hear this.
They're testing the air. They said, oh, everything's fine. Well, if they're still getting sick, everything's not fine.
Mystery at an Arlington Junior High School. What is making staff members so sick? Good evening, I'm Meredith Land.
And I'm Brian Curtis. It is a question district leaders have been trying to answer for 2 months now.
Yeah, at least a dozen staff members have reported feeling ill as recently as yesterday. NBC5's Alice Barr is live at Nichols Junior High. And Alice, what do they think is going on?
That is the big question. Right now, district leaders aren't sure if this is just a virus or something that is wrong at the school. They've run a battery of tests with no answers so far, and symptoms are ranging from dizziness and tingling to upset stomach.
Remember? Upset stomachs. We'll get back to that in a few minutes. Remember? Upset stomachs. Besides the dizziness and the rest, remember upset stomachs. Let's continue.
So far, attendance records are showing this is not affecting kids, students here as much. But just to be safe, over Thanksgiving break, crews scrubbed this place from top to bottom. The halls of Nichols Junior High are packed again this week, with students hurrying down the cleanest corridors in Arlington ISD.
Simply dusted from the ceiling all the way down the walls, wiped the walls down, cleaned the carpets. In this case, we steam cleaned this carpet.
The deep clean comes after more than a dozen staff members reported feeling sick, starting back on September 22nd, when the school had to be evacuated.
We did air testing that day and have continued to do a variety of different air and mold and all kinds of testing.
So far, every test has come back normal, but at least one staff member was still reporting symptoms yesterday.
I want to take my son out of the school because if y'all can't figure out what's going on, I don't want to have to get a call saying that something's happened.
Crews replaced every air filter.
Just to make sure that, you know, we had good clean air going into the spaces.
And they've called in two independent labs, the fire department, the EPA, and now the county health department. So far, they've ruled out a natural gas leak, though they did find two small sanitary sewer leaks they've repaired.
We won't stop there. We're going to continue to investigate. We want everyone to be healthy.
How long has this been going on?
But this parent says she needs more information faster.
I have a son in the car, and we're not even knowing what's going on right now.
And a district spokesperson did tell me that they've sent multiple updates out to parents and to staff members. They've also asked staff to take anything home that they don't absolutely need in their classrooms to try to get rid of anything that could be causing an allergic reaction. Reporting live in Arlington, Alice Barr, NBC 5.
Thank you, Alice. And the Tarrant County Health Department is now interviewing everyone who's reported these symptoms to look for a pattern, see if the illnesses could be coming from somewhere else. A dozen staff members have reported yesterday.
Yes. One second.
That is the big question. Right now, district leaders aren't sure if this is just a virus or something that is wrong at the school. They've run a battery of tests with no answers so far, and symptoms are ranging from dizziness and tingling to upset stomach.
Dizziness, tingling, and upset stomachs. Right, so we'll get back to these symptoms in a second. Dizziness, tingling, and upset stomachs. Now, there's more symptoms, but we can do just with those, all right? Now, this is just to show you there's other results when you search, all right? When you search the internet regarding this phenomena. Here's another thing. Health department hypnotizes illnesses at Arlington School related to sewer gas. So basically, they've checked the air, the soil, the walls. They didn't know what this poison is caused from. Now, not that I know, but one should ponder, how come only one school got this illness? Now, it can be, obviously, it can be other things as well. But I want to point your attention to 60 gigahertz. And soon I will speak with you about another thing which is not talked about, and everyone should know about this. Give me a second. 60 gigahertz now, while we speak, is being deployed, is being put in many schools in Israel, hospitals, public places, indoors. We're talking indoors, inside buildings. 60 gigahertz is the new Y-gig, is the new Wi-Fi, to be used for faster internet connections indoors. It works, as you know, 60 gigahertz is between the 57 and 66 gigahertz range that was approved, sure, by Israeli communication office, as well as other, probably UK, Italy, Spain, Germany, US, Canada, as well as other countries. Now, what one should know is, for example, this. This is from Joe Imbriano, the Fullerton Informer website. Wi-Fi 6, the 6 gigahertz frequency, the war on iodine, and Y-gig, the 60 gigahertz frequency, and the war on oxygen. All right? So what we learn from this website, from Joe, is that Basically, at 6 gigahertz, this is the frequency that disturbs the iodine molecules in our body. And this is Wi-Fi 6. Wi-Fi 6 broadcast at 6 gigahertz. Are you with me here? All right. I'm not inventing anything here. Oh, hang on, sorry. You don't see my picture. Now you should. All right? Sorry for that. Here we go. Let's go again. So this is Wi-Fi, the 6 gigahertz frequency, the war on iodine and Y-gig, the 60 gigahertz frequency, and the war on oxygen. This is from the Fullerton Informer. All right? This is Joe Imbriano website. Thanks, Joe, by the way. So let's see here. Iodine molecules absorb at 6 gigahertz. Wi-Fi 6 broadcasts at 6 gigahertz. All right? So iodine molecules are going to get hurt or harmed, or we are going to get hurt or harmed by this 6 gigahertz Wi-Fi weapon system, basically, as sold to us as communication. Not sold, just shoved down our throat. Now, this one, oxygen, is a colorless and odorless molecule that is a gas at room temperature, which is the basis for life. As we know, oxygen absorbs at 60 gigahertz. Y-gig, the coming home internet, broadcasts at 60 gigahertz. Now, guys, I want you to know what is being deployed now all over, well, many places, especially schools, public buildings, hospitals, and a lot, and not just in Israel, obviously, is the Wi-Fi, the 6 gigahertz, and the 60 gigahertz, which will harm the absorption of oxygen in our body, meaning we will have difficulty to breathe. Now, part of the coronavirus symptoms are breathing difficulties. Not to say this is a proof of the use of 60 gigahertz, but one must ponder what is going on, because while we are at home, they're putting up the 60 gigahertz equipment, probably also the 6 gigahertz equipment. So what is going on? Now, let's see, for example, hang on. This is from the IEEE. Explore regarding, hope you're still with me here, electromagnetic radiation due to cellular Wi-Fi and Bluetooth technology. How safe are we? Now, this is quite recent. As you can see, received January 11, 2020. All right? Now, let's go down. There's many interesting stuff on this document, but let's just go here, okay? Name of technology, frequency, deployment, year. All right. Let's go down to 5G. Now, for all of you who think that 5G is millimeter wave, see here, 600 megahertz to 6 gigahertz or gigahertz, all right? And 24 gigahertz to 86 gigahertz, meaning in this you have 6 gigahertz, what we just saw, the new Wi-Fi, and you have also in this range the 60 gigahertz, which is the Y-gig, all right? Now, 5G, for those of you who don't know, see how low the frequency of 5G is, meaning from 600 megahertz, which is the low frequency, the sub-gigahertz, is radar systems frequencies. And then you go up to 6 gigahertz, which is already in use, all right? And at the same time, you have the high millimeter waves, which is the 24 to 86 gigahertz. Now, mind you, that the active denial system, which is a soft weapon, a weapon for dispersing large groups of people, demonstrations, etc., that has been used successfully in many, many countries, probably as well as Israel. All these have been used for many years, and it's a weapon, it's coming from the army. Now, what I want you to see here also, see how 5G combine all the frequencies before. You know, everybody's saying, no, this is an upgrade of this and this and this. No, it's not. 5G is everything you see before it and everything there is after it. Again, 5G is full spectrum dominance. You see 1G is 800 megahertz. You see 2G is 850, 900, 1800, 1900. You see 3G is 800, 850, 900, 1800, 1900, 21 megahertz, 2100 megahertz. You see? You see the 3.5G, it's 1.8 gigahertz, 2.6 gigahertz. 3.75G is 3.5 gigahertz, 5.8 gigahertz. 4G is 1.8 gigahertz, 2.6 gigahertz. Do you see this? Do you see the WiMAX? Can you see that everything here is actually included in 600 megahertz to 6 gigahertz, everything that was here, and you put on top of it the 24 to 86 gigahertz. Now, you may ask what happens between 6 gigahertz and 24 gigahertz. We will know very soon, I guess. But just so you know, everything that was here up today is now 5G. You don't need to call it 3G, 4G, 2G, 1G. It's all 5G, which is what actually Mark Steele has been telling us all along, which is what Barry Trower has been telling us all along. 5G is a weapon system, all right? So let's go also, I want to show you, hang on a second. So this was the IEEE, which is a professional... let's see some of the equipment on the new phones. By the way, the 4G phones already come equipped with the preparations or the installments of the millimeter antennas, waves. That's another reason why you should drop your phones. Throw away your smartphones, guys. Seriously, throw it away. There's a... Right. Hang on, bear with me. Now this is EMR readings on different parts of the body while wearing Bluetooth earphones. Here, all right. This is in microwatt per square meter. Sorry. Here. You have EMR reading on different parts of the body while wearing a smartwatch. Again, microwatt per square meter. See? You like your wearables? It's time to throw them away. This is placement of different devices in collective exposure scenario. Alright, see. Phone, earpiece, smartwatch, router. This Bluetooth speakers and obviously the laptop. Here, you have EMR readings at different points of in a collective exposure scenario. How lovely is that, isn't it? Now, this is just the beginning. This is even without the antennas outside. This is without other devices in the room. This is just a router. Here, I don't know what's that, maybe a smart chair, I don't know. Ah, this is exposure, so in the feet, in your, you know, the important part, reproduction area, hands, arm, stomach, heart, shoulder, brain. Alright? See the exposure here. Unbelievable. Now, do you still think Wi-Fi is safe? Good luck with that. Do you still think the antennas throw radiation like the sun? Good luck with this fake science. Right. So after we saw that, and we saw that, okay, the 60 gigahertz, I want to move and show you something else. I want to introduce you, now just to say, don't get me wrong, hang on, just to say, sorry. The 60 gigahertz is being now, while we speak, in the last few weeks, in a very quick and fast way, being deployed in so many places. And what we are going to see is symptoms like dizziness, tingling, and remember we spoke about the stomach? the woman said in this piece that there's some disruption in the stomach. Now, this is just the beginning. 60 gigahertz will cause also have breathing problems. As we saw, the oxygen absorption works on 60 gigahertz. But what I want to show you now is something that not many people know. And I hope people will see this video and share it with some, let's say, more clever people than me. Now, I want to show you this thing. This thing is called ricinus. You see ricinus? Ricinus. Now let's go to Wikipedia. Not that I consider Wikipedia such a great source, but anyway, if I enlarge it, ricinus communis, the castor bean or castor oil plant, is a species of perennial flowering plant in the ricinus and subtract. Ricinate, the evolution of castor and its relation to other species are currently being studied using modern genetic tools. It reproduces with a mixed pollination system. Its seed, now, what I want you to see, okay, the seed also contains, by the way, do you see it? Yes, good. And now, I move, let's move here. Okay, for now. Sorry. See, this is the plant here. It's called ricinus. It's called, in Hebrew, kikayon. And it says here, the seed also contains ricin, a water-soluble toxin, which is also present in lower concentration throughout the plant. Now, let's see what ricin is. A lectin, a carbohydrate-binding protein produced in the seeds of the castor oil plant, Ricinus communis, is a highly potent toxin. A dose of purified ricin powder, the size of a few grains of table salt, can kill an adult man. Right. In India, they call it the tua. And some sadhus, or some, as they call, holy men, they're using it to influence others. They know the exact mixture, how to prepare it, in order to cause someone to be submissive, in order to cause some hallucinations, and then to influence one's consciousness or mind, and to make him be their, well, in the worst case, their slave. But in the light case, just severely influenced by it, probably for life. So a person who will take this even small amount of dose of this poison can be basically, his brain can be destroyed for life, if he's still alive, all right? If you know how to make it, he will still be alive. Now, what I want you to know is that, hang on, let me look for it, sorry. Where is it? No. It's in Hebrew. Yes, there it is. Okay, this is from 2003. I want you, sorry. Oops, sorry. Okay. Sorry. Now, this is from 2003. You see this? It's in Hebrew, sorry. This is first symptoms that will show from ricinus poisoning is fever, coughing, bad stomach, I mean diarrhea and stuff like this. Some of the people who will be poisoned by ricinus will have sort of breathing, severe breathing problems, and sort of water in the lungs, pneumonia. Others will suffer basically infections in the stomach, vomiting, stuff like that, all right? Also, you can harm the central nervous system. Big part of those who are exposed to this poison will not survive. These are the symptoms of the ricin, this ricinus, this poison, that hurts all the systems in the body and causes death. Now, the ricin, I'm just quickly translating it from Hebrew to English. The ricin, which is 6,000 more times more poisonous than cyanide, is a simple poison that comes from these castor oil seeds, castor seeds oil, all right? Now, a grain from this, you know, a salt, like size of salt grain, can kill a man within 2 days. Medicine does not know any cure for that, only supportive treatment after poisoning, which also doesn't really help. Now, this was used in 2003 by terrorists. But what I want you to know, I mean, it's long. It says a lot of stuff here about terror groups in London, etc. This is, again, it's from 2003. But what I want you to know, sorry, let me go back to here. What I want you to know, and this stuff nobody really knows about. Yes. Nobody really knows about that. And give me a second. I will go into your comments. What I want you to know, since I know the bastards, the power, you know, those with the power that maneuvers our life at the moment, they can work in combinations using radio frequencies or millimeter wave frequencies or whatever transmitters with this ricinus or ricin poison coming from the castor seeds oil in order to cause mass illnesses as well as deaths among large populations. Now, if you understand what I just said, you can take a small piece like that, put it in a glass of water, you can kill someone. Now, you take many, many little grains of this poison and you put them in the water, you can cause a lot of damage if that's what you choose to do. And you can blame it on coronavirus. So combining this poison, which actually cause symptoms like corona, using 60 gigahertz, which actually cause symptoms like corona, and all this, you can blame corona. Now, guys, I want you not to share necessarily this video, but go and do your own research, because this is a nasty plan. And I can tell you that this information I put out now is rare. Please share it carefully. You go and do your own research and start to put out information about it, and you see that what I'm saying is not far-fetched. Now, if you want to get rid of this poison in the water, what you need to do is boil them. Now, generally speaking, I'm not for boiling water, because if you take 1 liter of water and you boil them, and you, in the end, let's say you have 950 cc, actually you have more poison in less water now, okay? So, boiling water used to be good for killing bacteria, killing worms, killing parasites in the water, not to cause us bad stomach and death, obviously. But since they started to use chlorine and stuff like that, there's no need to boil the water. You can leave the water and let the chlorine evaporate, of course. But if this ricinus poison is being used or will be used, the way to do it is to boil the water, and then you break the bond between the nitrogen and hydrogen, sorry. And then, because if you don't break this bond, the lungs always want to get rid of the CO2, and then they get flooded with this poison, with nitrogen, really. This is what the plant does to the lungs. So if you want to get rid of it, you boil the water and you break the bonds between the nitrogen and the hydrogen. And then you are right, at least for this poison. So I hope you get what I'm saying. Now, I want to read some comments, if you don't mind. I have a few of them. I have LED streetlights, haven't slept since. Thing is in my fingers and toes, total fatigue, yes. Also ringing in the ears and heart. Yes, all these symptoms are microwave radiation or radio frequency radiation illnesses, not just LED lights, but the antennas they put on top and in other masts. They care just not for crazy, baseless conspiracy theories and big words like full spectrum that you don't even understand. You don't say. Bye bye. Yes, coconut, just, you know, go and search some other place to be. Breaking Bad. Coconut, put your phone next to your head for an hour. Seems we've been doing it anyway. Coconut, will do, thanks. Okay, hide user, put user, remove, alright. Remove, coconut, you, a bit of an ass here. See, basically I'm busy now, we're moving this coconut bullshit, alright, he's out. Okay, just let me, oh, I suspect they might do something like this. I was aware of the castor bean effect. I distilled my water anyway. Good. That's the best water, Megan. Hydrogen oxygen bonds. Yes. 5G works continues in North Island. Yes, I know. Yes, radiation sickness. Yes. Coconut, we love you. I don't. Stop 5G. All right. So, guys, that's it. That's the broadcast for today. I just wanted to go through your comments, although most of the comments are by bloody coconut. I have more comments. Hi, Shy. They will check everything except mentioning the killer 5G. Hi, brother. I'm excited to finally catch you live. Cheers. I meant to say from Phoenix. Ah, yes, that's more like it. Shai, Shabbat Shalom, Galactic Fire. Hi, Shai, Fire, Shalom, Shai. My daughter incarnate here in Zune gave everyone tablets. The router right outside the room. Not typing well today. Yes, you're not typing well. I'm going to write the prison warden. Yes. Mega Galactic Fire, did they give them potassium tablets? Please move your mini pictures to the other bottom corner so we can see. Yes, I got that. All right. Right, listen, guys. That's it for now. I just wanted to, so you know about the 60 gigahertz and you know it's real. And the other stuff I wanted you to know is actually the ricinus or the this oil, castor oil. And the ricinus is a very, very highly active poison. Keep your ears open, keep your eyes open, be aware. Boil your water, maybe not now, maybe they will do it in the future, but it's time to be really, really aware, know who you speak with, and good luck to everyone. God bless us all. Listen, enough for now. I go outside to the sun. I've been already out most of the morning. It's time to go back to where I belong. Do you think they could disperse it any other way or make it airborne? I don't think airborne, I think it will be through water, Megan. Just to say. Thanks for info, we'll search and reach out to you for film. Hey, mommy. אני משדר, בוא שב איתי, בוא נראה אם יראו אותך. בוא, אני רק, אבל זה באנגלית. Love you shy, thanks galactic fire. לא יודע, תכף זה, יש דילי, אז תכף יראו אותך, thank you. What we experience now is just a prologue before the chapter called the vaccine. Well, I hope not. right, guys. הנה, אתה רואה? Oh, chupu 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 chupu. Right, guys. Thank you very much. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Please research what I just told you about the ricin or ricinus. Very important. Research it and then spread it and share it. All right? Thank you very much. This is Yam Eli. Nachon? Tagid Shalom. Tagid, aval Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Yeah, Yofi. Yalla, bye bye, guys.